A fresh US-led airstrike has killed 13 people, including children and women in the eastern province of Kunar. Six more women were also wounded in the air raid that hit the town of Shigal. Locals have put the total number of casualties at 23. Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, says that Syria could turn into another Afghanistan. Dempsey, who is on an unannounced visit to Afghanistan, says the war in Syria could become an extended conflict that drags on for many years. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has hailed Turkey for its efforts to topple the Syrian government. Kerry made the remarks at a press conference in Istanbul. Damascus has repeatedly accused both Washington and Ankara of fanning the flames of the Syrian conflict by supporting insurgents fighting there. Hackers have targeted the website of Israel's Ministry of Military Affairs and spy agency Mossad. The hacker group Anonymous had warned to launch a massive hacking assault to protest Israel's policy toward Palestinians, as several websites reported slowdowns on Saturday night. Anti-Israel activists have listed 1,300 websites as targets. A new report says that Washington's deadly drone attacks inside Pakistan began with a secret deal with Islamabad back in 2004. The New York Times reports that the U.S. gained access to Pakistani airspace following the deal. The U.S. drone operations have claimed the lives of thousands of civilians. At least one person has been killed in fresh clashes between Christians and Muslims in the Egyptian capital Cairo. Several people have also been injured. The violence broke out during a funeral. This a day after four Coptic Christians and a Muslim were killed in similar violence. People in Spain have taken to the streets of the capital, Madrid, to demand better working conditions. The protesters say they are being forced to leave Spain because of the economic crisis. Spain's unemployment rate stands at 26%, with nearly half of its youth currently unemployed. A poll in Spain shows that the majority of the people there disapprove of King Juan Carlos. The poll conducted in March shows that 53% of Spaniards disapprove of the way the king is carrying out his duties. This amid an ongoing probe into corruption allegations against the king's daughter and son-in-law.